So Mark didn't tell you that each month, each Sunday in April, one of us has been asked to stand up and tell you a little bit about what this church has meant to us and what this church has done for us. So this is my little ditty. My first draft of my words to you all this morning about what Grace Presbyterian Church has done for me personally was an attempt to describe all the activities and groups and programs and events that Grace offers that I've participated in. It was very detailed and lengthy and would have definitely been informative, but maybe a little mind-numbing. But then this week, I got an Easter greeting card in the mail from someone from here that touched me deeply and provoked me to take a different approach. The handwritten note in the card said, "I'm not going to cry. It is such a pleasure to see you all at Grace almost every week and taking such meaningful parts." And it was addressed not only to me, but to my family. So here's the thing. Even though I was raised by a Presbyterian family, church for me was merely part of my routine and nothing more. Then 4 years ago, I attended worship here with a friend on a whim. My life was transformed that day because during the sermon, scripture came alive to me, so much so that I was in tears of joy at the end. The sermon was based on a text from the Bible, and it seemed directly applicable to life here and now. I've heard good sermons before, but I don't remember having heard them based on scripture. Before attending worship here at Grace, scripture to me was an ancient text not relevant now. God used Grace Church to transform me from someone who was simply a churchgoer into someone who has been awakened by the Word of God and now has a very meaningful relationship with Christ. I can no longer separate God from any aspect of my life. Why did God wait until 4 years ago to call me to him? I don't know, but my heart swells with love for him. And that's where the point of that greeting card and what all Grace Church does for me comes in. Because of my swollen heart, I am, in fact, now in church almost every darn Sunday, and not out of routine, but because I enjoy it. I need it. I crave it. I am now filled with energetic enthusiasm to respond to God's word. Grace Church provides the following ways to do so. Here comes the list. Are you ready? Mission trips, Bible study, babysitting neighborhood kids for free on Saturday nights, cleaning up the beaches, feeding, clothing, and socializing with the homeless, providing friendship and more to battered women and their children, helping to rebuild homes after disasters, learning to be responsible and generous with our money, praying, learning to share the gospel, and caring for the sick and marginalized. Again, this is just a small dose of what this church offers. Forgive me if this sounds like a cheesy infomercial, but Grace Presbyterian Church is a gift from God to the Hamptons. And I, for one, am very, very grateful. I am a better parent, friend, wife, employee, and person, thanks to the Word of God and the efforts of this church. I pray that God will continue to use Grace to transform many other lives for many, many more years. Thank you.